Hello, everyone, and welcome to Secret Keepers Club. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. So happy to have you here as always. My name is Carly Aquilino. I'm your host. Got a great episode for you today. A bunch of emails that you guys sent in to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com that we're going to get to. A bunch of things I want to chit chat with my girls about. Watch some TV this weekend. It was pouring freaking rain in New York. We had this you know what? It's never as big of a deal as they say it's going to be, but I don't really know because I wasn't in a car. You know, driving, I feel like that's when it's really bad, but it was just pouring rain for a couple of days. So I was like, cool, I'm going to light my little candles from Timothy Jonathan Maximus. Okay. From TJ Maxx. And I'm going to snuggle with my kitty cats and we're going to watch TV. So we watched, and yes, we all watched it. It wasn't just me. Robert sits next to me and stares at TV the whole freaking time the TV's on. And it's so cute because he's a grown man. He's my husband. Okay. We watched the show. It's called One Day. It's on Netflix. It's like a love story. I'm not going to tell you what happens at the end. Jesus Christ. But, it follows these two people 20 years throughout their lives at all different parts of their lives. And, it was a good show, and it's a British show. And I don't know what it is about British shows. I really do like them. Like any scripted British series, I got really into those during the pandemic, those cop shows that they have over there in the UK. And I'm like, why do I love these shows so much? It's like, they're good actors. And I think there's a difference between the people that they cast are more relatable and believable, if that makes any sense. Like, and I don't mean this to sound like an asshole in any way, but American scripted shows, I'm like, every single person, I've never seen someone that looks like this my entire life. You know what I'm saying? It's like, they're just not relatable. They don't look like us. They don't look like our friends. They don't look like anyone that we know because I'm like, everyone's a fucking supermodel. You know, that's what they hire literally models to be on these scripted shows. So you're kind of just like, cool. I can't pay attention because these people are too fucking sexy. All right. And then you watch a British show. You're like, oh, cool. These are the girlies. Like, I get it. So I love that. Oh, you guys, speaking of actors and actresses, I feel like I'm not trying to stir the pot, but there's one actress that I know I'm going to get a lot of shit for this, but because I know you guys love her. Okay. And I love her too. I always have, but is anyone else a little over Dakota Johnson complaining about this fucking movie she was in? Cause girl, I've heard more about this damn movie than I have any other movie for years. Every chance she gets, she's like, she did this movie. I think it's a Marvel movie. I don't know. I haven't seen it, but it's like some spinoff it. And it's a Marvel movie. And the budget was $80 million or something. Something so crazy. Okay. It's like, what? That amount of money existing is what, right? And she did this movie and it flopped in the box office. I think the opening weekend, I read this article about it. It was they made $11 million or something. So listen, it happens. It is what it is. But she's been relentless talking about, I didn't want to do the movie. I don't know the whole backstory, but all I've seen is clips of her going the movie sucked. The script sucked. I shouldn't have done it. I did it. You know, I will never do a movie like this again. I didn't feel like I was right for the role and blah, blah, blah. So I'm not saying it's her fault that this movie didn't do well. But I think it's just in such poor taste, and it's kind of girl, get over it. It happens, whatever. If you're saying the production or parts of the production sucked, okay, so be it. But it's nobody made you cash that check. Nobody made you accept the role. And you could have easily said no. It's just enough already. You know, it's giving when the pandemic happened and all those celebrities were singing that little tune in that YouTube video and they all were this is such a good idea. Just being so famous that you're disconnected from reality. And this is you guys, I've always loved Dakota Johnson. I do love her. I think she's great, but girl, enough already. Enough. I don't care. We don't care. We're over it. You know, I just think it's so weird to just be complaining about that nonstop, girl, please. And then, I don't know. There's just something about, and listen, I'm not one of these people that's like, I hate nepotism babies. Like, listen, do whatever you got to do. Like, if I had any connection in the entertainment industry, or if any of us did, I'm sure we would take the opportunities that come along with it. And that's fine. But I wish, like, for once someone would go, cause a clip came up of her going like, well, I didn't get anything. I've never gotten handed anything because of who my parents are. It's like, okay, that may be true. You're talented. You're, you know, beautiful. You're this, this, and that, but it's undeniable. And that's where they lose me. That's where the Nepo babies lose me. Because listen, if your dad is, you know, freaking Johnny Depp, you're going to meet some people when you're actually 8 months old that are the most famous people in the world. You know what I'm saying? But if, you know, if your mom is Meryl Streep, you may or may not meet the most famous people in the world when you are still shitting your pants with diapers because you're a little baby and Meryl Streep's your mom. So you have to kind of acknowledge that part of it. And I'm just like, oh, I would love for once, like one Nepo baby to just go, yeah, you know, my mom's Meryl Streep. My dad's Johnny Depp. I'm so lucky. I always admired their work and it made me want to work harder, because that's the thing. It's like, people will stop. I understand that they probably feel like they're living in the shadows of their parents or whatever. And it's probably really frustrating to try and make your own way and then constantly being compared to your parents. Cause I think Dakota Johnson, her dad is Don Johnson, which is insane. And her mom is Melanie Griffith, right? So it's like, just acknowledge that that you had this privilege and that you had these like built-in connections. It doesn't mean that that's why you got your job, but I think that, you know, it's understandable that she's like, I'm my own person. I'm doing my own thing. I'm talented, blah, blah, blah. But it's kind of just like, if you are undeniably talented, then people won't associate you with anyone else. You know, you can pave your own way. Like, you could be your own entity and also be this person's kid. I feel that way about, oh God, I love her. Tracee Ellis Ross. Is she just a burst of sunshine or what? And who's her mom? Diana Ross. Okay. What, how freaking cool is that? I just love that gal, you know? But her, you don't, that's not like the first thing you think about. You're like, oh my God, she's so funny. She's so sweet. She seems so cool and down to earth. She's so talented. She's so beautiful and really cool. She's Diana Ross's daughter. Anywho, that's my rant about Nepo babies. And you want to know what? I'm a Nepo baby too, because my mom is a lunch lady. So, you know, you don't know how I was treated in that school cafeteria. But I always acknowledge my privilege. I said, I got an extra scoop of the mac and cheese because I know people here. All right. Listen, everybody's got their own. There's nepotism everywhere you look. You know? God, I hated that my mom worked in my school. Oh my God. It was like social suicide. It was like, I got to see this lady when I'm trying to chit chat with the girls and I'm trying to flirt with the boys. Please. I don't want to see this lady. I saw her a few hours ago when she woke me up for school. Like, mom, I'll see you at 3. Come on, it's my lunch period. I want to sit around with my freaking thong hanging out. Forget it. I used to get in so much trouble too, because I would always like, I never, ever, ever did well in school. I would fail literally every single test. And I went to summer school every single year of my life. And I would get like a 2 on a test. And you would have to have your parents sign it, which I would usually forge it. And I mastered that in probably, I would say, like sixth grade. And I mastered my mom's signature. But every once in a while, I would be in school and I would go, oh, like I didn't get my test signed. And you want to know what the teacher would say? She would say, go to the cafeteria right now and have your mom look at it. So I would just like go to the cafeteria and like ruin my mom's day. Hey mom, I got a 1 on a spelling test. Can you sign it while you're working? So funny. She used to have this like whistle that she always wore around her neck. I don't know why I always like laugh when I think about it. She had like a retractable. She had a retractable whistle. And because like when everyone would go out for recess, the lunch ladies would go out and they would have to blow the whistle when it was time to come back in. So, and she, her walking around that whistle, it was like she had a gun. That's how powerful she felt with this retractable whistle around her neck. I swear to God. And then I remember one year for Christmas, my dad got her like a Victorian like whistle or something like that. Cause she loved her damn, she loved that damn whistle. Oh, it cracks me up. What did she say to me the other day that I was losing my mind? I was absolutely losing my mind. God, I forgot about it. But I was cracking up on the phone with my friend laughing about it. Oh God, I'm going to remember. Oh, I remember one story that I was talking to my friend about. So, and this is like so random. I don't even know why I'm telling this story, but we were just cracking up laughing about it. So years ago I had this boyfriend and we were like serious, but it wasn't like, you know, we weren't like getting married. But it was serious. And for my birthday, he planned a dinner with my parents and his parents, which by the way is crazy. Like we weren't together that long. We weren't planning on, but he was like, no, I feel like this is a perfect opportunity for our parents to meet. I'm like, why the hell do all those freaks need to meet? You know, parents meeting parents feels so crazy to me, especially it's my birthday. But it was nice. It was nice. I didn't say like, what? That's so weird. But we all go out to dinner and my mom shows up with a huge box. Okay. And this guy, his family like was very well to do. They were, they had a little bit of money. They were very, how do I say this without sounding like an asshole, but they were very like, I don't want to say materialistic because it sounds mean, but they liked fancy things and designer things and fancy vacations and blah, 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 right? And so my mom shows up with this big box and I'm like, oh Jesus Christ, what's in the box? Because you never know what you're going to get from Ellen. And one thing about it, it's going to be a shock. Okay. It's going to be, you're going to be taken aback by whatever Ellen gives you. For example, this year for Christmas, she got me last year, you guys remember, she got me a beanie hat with a reflector on it that with a light on it so that you could wear it when you walk down the street so that nobody hits you with their car. You know, it's cute. So this year she got me a bracelet that had like a birthstone on it, which is so crazy, right? You guys, like a birthstone is crazy. So I said, oh, what is this? And she said, that's your birthstone. I was like, no, it's not. And she's like, all right, whatever. Same thing. It's just, it's a pretty stone then. I thought that was your birthstone. I'm like, this is so funny. So you never know what you're going to get from Ellen, but it's always the thought that counts. And she tries. And so I see the box and I'm like, oh my God. And we're sitting down, we finished dinner and my mom's like, all right, open your present. And I was like, I'm going to wait till I get home. You know, I'm like, I'm going to wait till, you know, we get back and I'll just open it when I get home. She's like, no, please, please, please just open it, open it, open it. She's going on and on about opening the present. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I really don't want to open this present right now because I don't know what's in this box. It's a big box. I'm kind of scared. She's like, please just open it. You're going to love it, girl. So I'm like, okay. I open the box. Girl, why was it a toaster? And it wasn't like a ninja toaster. It was like an Oster, you know, it was a Hamilton Beach. It was and my mom's like, well, you said you love toast. You know, there was like some cute reason behind it, but these rich people staring, these rich people staring at me when I opened the toaster box and I think his mom got me like something really, really nice and like really expensive. And my mom got me this thing and I'm like, oh, I love it. And I did like really want a toaster and I ended up having it for years and I loved it, but oh my God, so damn funny. So damn funny. And then when we were leaving, she said, you know, I was surprised that he invited us all out. I thought you were going to get engaged tonight. because it's just kind of crazy that the parents would all go out and meet each other. I said, you thought I was going to get engaged and you brought me a fucking toaster. You brought me a fucking Hamilton Beach toaster the night that you thought I was going to be engaged. Oh my God. It's so funny. It's so funny. And she tries, and she always like, there's always like some thought behind it. You said you love toast, so I got you that. You know, she remembers things that you say, and she gets you things that, that she thinks you really need. So I appreciate it a lot. I do. I'm not like, oh, you should, this is a shitty gift or anything, like whatever. I always tell her, don't even get me anything, because I really don't need anything. So I'm not like a present person like that, where I'm like, you have to give me this like elaborate gift. Like, no, give me a freaking bar of chocolate and a card and I'm good. But, no, the toaster, you guys, I was like, Ma, I don't want to open it now. Cause I just knew. Anyway, you guys. What the hell am I going on and on about? Dakota Johnson, Nepo babies, toaster story. Jeez Louise. Let's get to some of these emails. Hey, you guys, just a quick word from our friends over at Factor. There are just some days where eating healthy has to be easy or it is not going to happen. Luckily, Factor has you covered with 2-minute meals that are made by chefs, approved by dietitians, and sent straight to your doorstep. All you have to do is heat them up. They have dozens of meal options to choose from and more than 60 add-on items to shake things up. Whether you're vegan, vegetarian, counting calories, or keto, Factor has meals that you'll love without piles of dirty dishes. I mean, not having to do the dishes alone is a reason to try Factor, but also I will say, and I genuinely mean this, like their meals are so delicious. I've tried, I think every, I've gotten boxes of each option. And they've all just been, I'm always like blown away when I have Factor. I'm like, oh my God, this is like restaurant food. It's so, so good. And it's good for you. So if you're busy, you know, you're coming home late from work or you want to run out after work and you're going to get home at a certain time, you're like, oh, I don't feel like cooking. This is what will help you. You can pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. Factor works with you and for you. Head to factormeals.com/secretkeepers50 and use code secretkeepers50 to get 50% off. That's code secretkeepers50 at factormeals.com/secretkeepers50 to get 50% off. We also have fast growing trees. You guys know I love fast growing trees because you know I have a green thumb. I have a green thumb that sometimes conflicts with my cats having grubby little paws because they have gone after my plants. And now I know I have to hide. I have to put my plants up where they can't get to them, but you don't need to have a green thumb to grow amazing plants. Fast growing trees gives you incredible results no matter how terrible you are at gardening. Did you know that Fast Growing Trees is the biggest online nursery in the US with more than 10,000 different types of plants and over 2 million happy customers in the United States? You can grow lemon, avocado, olive, fig trees, or a wide range of plants inside your home. Fast Growing Trees makes it easy to order online and your plants are shipped directly to your door in 1 or 2 days. Along with their 30-day Alive and Thrive guarantee, they offer plant consultation forever. I love this idea. First of all, I wish more than anything that I had a yard, because when I was on this website, I was thinking, oh my God, I would love to have a little lemon tree or an avocado tree or something like that, because they have like, you put where you live and then it tells you the best plants or trees for your climate so that they could really thrive in your yard. I think that's so great. And if you live in an apartment like me, you can just order some house plants. And they also have, this was really, really cool to see. They have, you know, pet friendly plants, non-toxic to animals. And I think that, you know, that's really helpful because that's something that I always, always worry about. So right now, they have the best deal online, up to half off on select plants. And the girlies get an additional 15% off their first purchase when using the code SECRET at checkout. That's an additional 15% off at fastgrowingtrees.com. Using the code SECRET at checkout, fastgrowingtrees.com, code SECRET. Offer is valid only for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply. Let's see. Oh yeah. And I got a bunch of emails with you guys. Thank you so much for, you know, sending in like possible options for my dad and stuff like that. We're going to keep trying as much as we can. He had gone in for acupuncture and it went away completely for a few hours. And then it came back like roaring. So also a lot of people had said that it could be, he could have gotten it from chemotherapy because chemo causes tinnitus sometimes, but he doesn't have the, he doesn't get chemo through an IV. He gets it because it's in his bladder. It has to go in his bladder. So they, you know, they go up. And then he just has to lay down for a few hours and then he just pees it out. So he doesn't, even though it sucks, like the silver lining is he doesn't get any of those side effects that, you know, are really severe that people get when they get the IV, but we're trying, we'll figure it out. Let's see. Okay. This one says, date your friends. Hi, Carly and the little kitten moguls. Well, are they moguls? They better start freaking being moguls. I tell them every single day when you know who, I'm not even going to say his name because he's napping right now and he's going to wake up and start screaming. But when the crazy one starts with me, I go, listen, you have no job. You have no finances. You don't have a bank account. You don't even have a job. And yet you're yelling at me. You know what I'm saying? I tell him you better at least start a little Amazon shop or a little Etsy shop or something, because come on, you guys, you know? And he goes, I swear to God, if I like, if anyone saw the way that me and my cats hang out, it's crazy. It's crazy. I think the term like crazy cat lady is very, very legitimate. Okay. So this one says the kitten moguls. I've been a fan since Girl Code days. Oh, thanks much. And religiously listen to the potty. It's like my weekly sermon. I love the community of girlies that you've brought together and usually have nothing useful to contribute to the topics of conversation. But finally, I feel like there's a girly that I could provide guidance to. So the girl who wasn't sure if she should tell her friend that she likes him, but feels like there's more to their relationship than just a platonic friendship. Please, please take the leap and tell him that you're feeling like this. There's more than just, tell him that you're feeling like there's more than just friendship. My funny, considerate, caring Gorgina sweetie of a boyfriend and me have been dating for over a year now, and it's the best relationship I could have ever imagined. Before we started dating, we were just good friends for 3+ years. When I caught feelings, I was pretty sure that the feeling was mutual, but he's arguably almost too respectful and would literally never say anything ever to a woman that could possibly make her feel uncomfortable. So I knew that I'd be the one that had to open up the conversation. From her description, it sounds like her guy may be similar. Girl, 1000%, this man is in love with her. He's in love with her. And what's the worst really that can happen? Nothing. It's okay. She says, in pure Secret Keepers Club fashion, I told him one night that I liked him and the rest is history. I was super nervous to bring it up to him, had many convos with my therapist about it, but I remember listening to an episode of Secret Keepers Club where a girl said she told her friend she liked him and they were now happily dating. So that gave me a little push to take the risk. Hopefully I can pay it forward to this girly pop as well. No risk, no reward. P.S. to all my manifestation girlies. Oh, hey, I'm a manifestation girly. Probably a year before me and my boyfriend started dating, I was in a horrible place mentally due to an extremely toxic, manipulative twat of a man that I was dating. When I was finally kicking him to the curb for good, I wrote a little note and kept it in my jacket pocket because I heard if you write something down and speak it into the universe, it'll come true. I wrote something down like, I'm in the happiest, healthiest relationship that I didn't even think was possible. And crazy enough, that's truly how I feel about my present day relationship. The shit works. You just need to fully believe that it's already happening and the universe listens. Oh, 1000%. I believe you. She says, love ya and never stop making the potty. Give Stanley and Robert a boop for me. Okay, I will. Thank you so much. Let me see these pictures. You guys are so freaking cute together. Oh my God. Stop. Oh, first of all, is that your cat in a big bowl in the kitchen? He's so cute. He looks like a mix of Robert and Stanley. Oh, you guys are adorable. They have like this picture. One of the pictures is at, I'm just assuming, a wedding because it looks like very, you know, there's like a table set and I see baby's breath, you know, and a white tablecloth and the scenery is beautiful. It's like on a lake or something. What is that? A lake or a stream or what? I want to go to a lake. I don't think that I've ever been to one. Anyway, I 1000% agree with you. I think that she's got to take the jump. And girl, please, I want to hear back from her. I want to hear back from the girl who was wondering if she can make a move on her bestie or open up that conversation. And I also want to hear, you know who I've been thinking about, you guys, every single day since I read this email on the podcast, and this was months ago. I've been thinking about, and also I've been like, whenever I bump into a secret keeper, I would say 80% of the time they bring this email up and they're like, whatever happened with that? I'm like, girl, I don't know. I think about this girl every single freaking day. And a lot of you are going to know who I'm going to say. The girl who wrote in about her boyfriend hitting that bunny with a rock. Do you remember her? Oh my God, the way that I've been thinking about it every single day. And I'm like, I hope more than anything that she left him, because that was not, girl, that was not. And I remember that week too, I got like 100 emails being like, what the fuck was that? That's not hunting. That's like sociopath shit. I'm like, I know. So please, for the love of God, write in and tell me what's going on with you, because all the girlies are curious. We're on the edge of our seat trying to hear back from you. And if I could find the email, I would. But ooh, that was just one of the craziest things ever. Okay. This one says, elf ick alert. Sweet baby Carly and the kitty Jets. Love you very much. Thank you so much for the joy. Oh, thank you so much that you bring into our lives. You're such a special person. Oh, thank you. Girls, I have been, it's so funny. You know, when you are really emotional, like, you guys, I mean like ugly crying, heaving, crying to the point where you feel like you're going to throw up and just like hysterical for days on end. That's where I've been at the last week, and everything is just like setting me off and making me cry hysterically. And then what happened last night? I got up and I went to go take a pee and I said, oh, it's all checking out, because you know what I got last night. So, I mean, the hormones are going crazy. I'm going crazy. And I just am like, can't stop crying. Anywho, hold on. Let me hit my bait. Shout out to Lost Mary. No, I'm kidding. Imagine. Okay. She says, now that I've ironed that out, it's time to get down to a national emergency at hand. Last night, I nuzzled under the covers at 10 and went night-night as my husband left to go out with the boys. This is not an area of concern. It's what happened following. Tell me why at 4 a.m. I woke up to a loud bang and teeny tiny tapping sounds. I turn over and catch a sight I wish that I could unsee. My over 6 foot husband is ascending onto our bed. And I say ascending because instead of choosing to go on the side of the bed or even flop over on my side, he's on his goddamn tippy toes, creeping up our dog's stairs one by one. He was fully standing up. I didn't realize I married an elf. And now my dog is upset that his disability access was tainted. I'm writing this from bed in the morning, like you're my own personal dream journal. Instead of dreams, I'm recounting a living nightmare. Thank you for letting me unpack this. Here's a picture of us. Girl, why was he doing that? How high up is your bed that he needed the geriatric dog steps? Or was he just being silly? Honestly, if he was just being silly, I love that. I love if he was just being silly and like, he was just like, I want to walk up the dog steps because I'm drunk. I love that about him. Let me see. You got, oh, you sent me a wedding photo. Hold on. It's loading. Cute. So cute. You guys are so cute. Beautiful dress. Wow. That's such a great picture. It's like they got the picture when the rose petals were like in the air, when people were throwing rose petals at them. I love that. And then, oh my God, your dog is so cute. Is that like a puggle or something? I want to know why he did it, girl. Did he do it to be funny and silly? Or like, was he just being a little weirdo? Or was he like actually just trying to get in bed and forgot how? Either way, I kind of like it. That wouldn't give me the ick. That would make me love him more. Okay. This one says, Carly, why are men? Hi, Carly and the perfect kitties. Oh, thanks much. Carly, I have to tell you about a recent experience that I had. I've been talking to this guy for about a year, nothing serious. We hook up from time to time, go out to dinner, etc. I see him about once a week. We are not boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't want anything serious right now as I'm throwing everything I have into my career and more schooling, and I'm not dating anyone else. And he told me he hadn't dated anyone else in about 4 months now. When we met, he said he was just dating as well, and I was fine with that. All was fine in our world until about 2 weeks ago. I was at his apartment hanging out, and this night it was really late and I was too tired and too tipsy to drive home. So I asked if I could stay over. I had never slept at his place before, but he says, yeah. So about 30 minutes later, I'm on my third glass of wine because, hey, I'm not driving, or so I thought. I'm in his bathroom taking a shower. He comes in and says that something came up and I wouldn't be able to stay. I'm like, what? Something came up. It's 2 a.m. What happened? He's like, change of plans. You have to go. I have to go see my mom. Something just didn't sit right with me. I feel like if it was an emergency with his mom, he would have led with that instead of just saying something came up. Also, I had been over his place about 50 times before in the year that we had been seeing each other. I could have just stayed at his house while he checked on his mom, especially at that time of night when he told me I could just sleep there. He was the type of guy who always showed that he cared about me, even though we were not officially boyfriend and girlfriend. So this was really throwing me off. So I say, what's wrong? It's 2 a.m. I really didn't want to be on the road right now. Mind you, I live about 25 minutes away from him, so it's not a big deal, but I still didn't want to be driving after drinking 3 glasses of wine. At this point, I'm out of the shower and he's frantically gathering my things. Oh my God. I know where this is going and it's giving me the heebie-jeebies. He's frantically gathering my things. I'm actually concerned now and offer to drive him because he didn't seem like he was in a good headspace. If something happened to my mom, I wouldn't be able to think, much less drive. So he says, no, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. I'm literally standing there watching him scurry around like, what the hell happened? Also, why does he need to pack your things and get your things out if he's got to go see his mom? Why are you so concerned making sure that my belongings are gathered before you go deal with the mom emergency? The math isn't mathing. The math is not mathing. Okay. God, I know what I would have been doing. I would have been taking my sweet ass time. I got to blow dry my hair. No. And I actually feel I would pretend to faint. I would just be like, oh, but I don't feel. And I would just pretend to be passed out. And then he would have to pick me up. I would just be like, well, you better call 911 because I can't go anywhere. Because I know something's not adding up. All right. And I'm crunching numbers over here and it's not working out. So, God. So for a final time, I say, Rob, in parentheses, fake name. Seriously, I can drive you. You seem really scared right now. Tell me what happened. Carly, he says, my girlfriend is on her way. Stunned, I say, what? Your girlfriend? You have a girlfriend? He said, yeah, I'm so sorry for not telling you, but she's 15 minutes away. I'll explain everything later. This man opens the door and I just stand there like a wet puppy looking stunned. I so wanted to sit on his couch and not move and wait for his girlfriend to come. But my next vision was this girl walking in and just attacking me. So I left. I was parked right in front of his apartment so you could see his door from my spot. Sure enough, he comes up. Here comes the girlie walking up to the door about 10 minutes later with her bags. I would have honked my horn. Meep, meep. Turn on the flashers. Girl, come in the car. Take a seat. I got to talk to you. He called me 8 times this past week and I ignored him until 2 days ago. Basically, he told me he had been with this girl for 2 years and they were long distance for 1.5 years. She lives over 2 hours away in Austin and she surprised him. I'm like, first of all, that girl didn't deserve that. And on top of that, I never created an environment where you felt like you had to lie to me. I've been upfront with you this entire time. I wasn't your girlfriend. He said, if you had known I had a girlfriend, would you have still fucked with me? And I said, hell no. And he said, exactly. See, that's like the most piece of shit response to what you said. You're like, you didn't have to lie to me. And he's like, well, would you have still slept with me? Oh, so you could just lie and manipulate me in order to get what you want and to have sex? Like, you're a freak. Girl, I would raise hell. Because you want to know what type of balls this guy has? The fact that he was okay with the turnover between the two of you. He was okay with you being there and then his girlfriend coming over late at night. And I also don't believe this story of, oh, she came to surprise me. No. He knew she was coming over. She probably works at a bar or something like that, got home late, whatever. And he probably thought that you were going to leave because you always leave, you know, you've never slept at his house. He probably thought you were going to leave at a certain time and his girlie could come over right after. The turnover of that is so disgusting and vile to me. And I would have, girl, please. I don't know. I'd do some digging and I'd say something. I really would. Cause that's like, manipulating liar, snake rat. I hate him. I also would have made sure that I left my mark. I'm sure she found out. I feel like I would have made sure that I left my mark in that bathroom in some way. When I was in the bathroom, I would go, okay. And I would put just a bobby pin. I would put a bobby pin under something that was hers. Like, her hairspray or whatever she's got in the medicine cabinet. I would put one of my hair ties under there. Just leave a little Easter egg. I told you guys about the time I was not dating. It wasn't like official. I was just hanging out with this guy for a little while. And I was at his apartment once and I went. The first time I went to his apartment, I had gone in the bathroom and girl, tell me why he had Brazilian bum bum cream. You know, the stuff from Sephora on his counter. I said, whose Brazilian bum bum cream is this? He goes, oh, wait, what? I go, the bright orange vat of coconut body cream that's on your bathroom sink. Oh, that. Yeah, that's mine. I said, oh, you're... You're using the Brazilian bum bum cream? Like one of the girlies? He goes, yeah, no, I love that stuff. I love that stuff. Can't get enough of it. Really? And this man was bald. Okay. This man was bald as the day is long. And I look over and I see in his shower, he had like those glass shower doors and I saw shampoo. I said, well, what's the shampoo all about? He goes, that's mine. I said, so you have, let me get this straight. Cause now I'm doing the math. Okay. Now you have one bottle of shampoo and you have zero hairs on your head. Okay. So do the math for me. Why do you need shampoo? Cause you're bald. All right. He wasn't even just balding. He wasn't a little bald. He didn't have little, crew cut. This man was, I could see my reflection in the top of his head. Okay. He was bald. He was bald as hell. All right. And he goes, no, that's mine. That's my shampoo. I said, so you don't have any hair. I don't know if you've noticed, but you don't have any hair. Girl, I was hysterical laughing. He goes, well, of course, typical man, just making shit up the second you think shampoo is only for the hair on your head. Now, he was insinuating that he was using the shampoo on his nether region, which I didn't appreciate. I said, what are you using on your armpits or what? Anywho, God, they really do have, they have, and no pun intended, they got balls. They've got balls for sure. because I think a woman would be, not saying women don't do shady shit like that, but I think a woman would at least be smarter. We could be shady, but at least we know what to do, how to cover our tracks, right? We've watched enough true crime. We've watched enough drama. We watched enough. We have seen all the TV shows and we know what to do. All right. So, God, that guy, I swear to you, that guy, I was like, oh, you're, so let me get this straight. I said, so with the Brazilian bumble cream, I said, so you bought this at the store? He goes, yeah, no, I always buy that stuff. I said, wow. I said, so you get in the car and you drive to Ulta? Yeah, I get it at Ulta. Okay. Please. Meanwhile, I would probably look like I was up to something shady because I have Just for Men hair dye in my freaking, on my bathroom counter right now, because let me tell you something about bleaching your eyebrows. You can't get them back the normal color. Okay. And they grow out and they look like salt and pepper. They look crazy. So I put a toner over them and they turned orange, like bright orange. So right now my eyebrows are bright orange. You know, when people use henna to dye their hair, that's what it looks like. So I told my friend, I said, girl, I look so stupid. I have bright orange fucking eyebrows because the toner made them look like that. She said, go get Just for Men because you could dye your eyebrows with Just for Men. And you know what? Sometimes you need one of the girlies to tell you a little info like that. So I'm sorry that happened to you. Please, I would be so done. Cause it's like, so you've been lying to my face for about a year. Ew. Okay. We also have my babies, my favorite over at Lumi. Nothing stinks more than body odor. I know that's right. Luckily, Lumi is here to fix the issue once and for all. With 72-hour odor control, you can put this off. You can put this stuff on your armpits, on your privates, on your feet, anywhere you have odor, but you wish that you didn't. Choose from scents like clean tangerine, lavender, sage, toasted coconut, and get ready to smell great on even the muggiest days. You guys know I am a deodorant girl. I don't know how anyone doesn't wear deodorant or doesn't need deodorant. I just can't believe it because I need deodorant. If I don't put it on, it's going to be a bad day. So I really do love Lumi. I've tried the toasted coconut flavor. Don't come for me because I know that you guys say, well, you're not eating it. Yes, I am. I've also tried the clean tangerine, which is really, really nice and fresh too. I love a little citrus. And 72 hours to correct from a past ad that I did with them that you guys said, girl, it's 3 days, not two. 72 hours is 3 days, which is kind of crazy. And it does really work. So Lumi starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and a mini body wash and deodorant wipes and free shipping. As a special offer for the girlies, new customers get $5 off a Lumi starter pack with code SECRET5 at LumiDeodorant.com. That's over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use code SECRET5. Let's see. This one says, I can't stop sleeping with my friends. Hi, Carly. I was recently broken up with my boyfriend of 4 years. We had been living together, so my life was turned upside down. I've been pretty okay in terms of the breakup, realizing how much effort I put in and how little I was appreciated. I say good riddance. I'm in grad school, so I've been busy and preoccupied, but still just not myself. I have no desire to do any of my work and have proceeded to sleep with several of my best guy friends. I downloaded Hinge, but strangers simply have no appeal to me at this point. All I want to do is continue getting hammered and sleeping with my guy friends. Okay. I feel so gross. Like, not only am I taking down my relationship, but I now am going to ruin my friendships in my friend group, and yet I cannot stop. So far, there have been no repercussions, but it's making me anxious and I feel like a terrible friend to the people that I'm sleeping with. Do you have any advice on how I can find interest in meeting new people or trying to use Hinge? SOS. Kisses, moi. So I think the fact that you're not interested in really meeting up with anybody from Hinge is because I think your gut's telling you that you're not ready for that. I get where you're at right now. Like there's this really weird period when you get out of a relationship, especially a long-term relationship, where you kind of have to learn how to do these little daily nuances, and your life is completely, like you said, it's flipped upside down. Everything in your life changes when you go through a breakup, but that, you know, from a relationship that you've been in for a long time, like your day to day, all the big things, all the little things, it's just like, I totally get it. You feel like scrambled. So I think that you're not ready to date at this point. I think that if you feel icky for sleeping with your guy friends, I think that the way to, well, you want to know what also, maybe you're sleeping with your guy friends because you trust them and you feel safe and you know that they respect you. And maybe you feel safe with them. You know, it happens. It's not anything. I don't think you should beat yourself up over it, but if it's something that doesn't make you feel good afterward, then there's other ways to, you know, like get that attention from men. You could, when you're out with your friends, you could talk to guys at bars and flirt and whatever, and you don't have to take anything to the next level if you're not ready to go there. That's what I would suggest to you. Like, I don't think you've done anything wrong. We've all been there where you go through a breakup and you're just like, I gotta like find myself, you know? And you kind of, sometimes we think that, oh, if I hang out with somebody else, or if I hook up with somebody else, or if I go on dates or whatever, it'll push me through this phase. And it's really, it's not, that's when you feel icky about it, is if you're trying to like fill this void in your heart, and you're not ready. So just wait until you're ready. Even if you, girl, download Hinge and just chit chat with people. Like sometimes I know that's like not a, you know, people would probably say that's like a bitchy thing to do if you don't have plans on meeting up with anybody, but go on Hinge and swipe and chit chat. Like you're not ready yet, and that's okay, but you can just talk. Who cares? Meanwhile, if a guy ever does that with me, please, I'm like, go to hell. But if I do it, it's okay. To be fair, if girls do it, it's okay, because first of all, it's International Women's Month. And I think that that's a major part of it. But also anything we really do is okay. I think, you know, because we're just girls, like we're just girls. So let's see. This one says, SOS, first date advice needed. Hi, Carly and the cutie baby boys. I have to say, this is my favorite podcast. Oh, thank you so much. I wake up Monday morning just for you, like clockwork. I love the community of girls that listen and write in. Oh, thanks, girl. Anyway, I recently got back on Hinge for the first time since 2017, and it seems like these guys are all looking for pen pals. Oh, no, not me just suggesting. Again, it is different. Okay. If you want, here's the thing. It is different if a man does this to us versus us doing it to them. And if you don't want, if you listen, pay us more. When we have equal, when we have equal pay, we'll stop pulling these little schemes. But until then, I'm going to have a pen pal. But no, it's not okay. She says, I quickly decided to pause my profile, but right before I did, I matched with this guy who told me his go-to duet for karaoke would be Picture by Kid Rock. Great karaoke song. Great karaoke song. Everybody knows it. It's not too hard to sing. Everybody is rocking out to that. Okay. And I don't even really, I don't even want to think about Kid Rock sometimes because it was a weird time, right? When he was like super famous and we all were like, he's hot. And it was weird. And it was weird because it was giving more like Bret Michaels. But anyway, that's a great song. So she says, color me intrigued. We exchanged maybe 4 messages before he asked me out to dinner. He gave me a time, a date, and a place. And I'm like, yes, let's get straight to it. No waste of time. Finally. So we're going out to dinner this coming Wednesday, and I haven't been on a real date in a couple of years. I'm pretty nervous because me and him have since really clicked over text. Like, it's almost too good to be true. I'm nervous that if we meet, we just won't vibe. I know that it's just a first date, but what do I say or talk about? What do I do if it's a disaster and I just got to get out of there? Do we kiss? Also, why is it so embarrassing to go out to dinner with someone for the first time? Agree. She says, like, am I supposed to just sit there and eat all cute and dainty? Like, I would normally inhale my meal in 4 minutes and then some. I'm supposed to just get to know you. Like, I didn't see your workplace in one of your pics. Google staff photos said workplace, read your bio on the staff page, found your last name and found your IG, please. It is funny when you do like kind of some sleuthing on someone and you do a deep dive and then they're telling you stuff on the date where you're like, oh, interesting. Cool. I know what year your ancestors came to this country because I found you on Ancestry. Okay. So you don't have to give me the whole rundown. I know everything. Let's see. Please. I've seen the aerial view of your house on Google Maps, babe. Don't have to tell me where you're from. Cause I know the latitude and longitude. Oh, interesting. You're from Maryland or Cancun. No, I already know. Anyway, she says, what are your tips and advice to a girl just getting back out there and is very optimistic, but doesn't want to get too delusional and get her hopes up? Thank you so much for hearing me out. Love you all three so much. She says, pics below. Ooh, let me see. She says, I want your honest rate on said man. He's a rancher and I love a man. Oh, hell yeah. Please. He's a rancher and I love a man who does hard labor. You're preaching to the choir, sister. We have so much in common. And if we get married, I plan to save this email and print it out in our cocktail napkins. Oh, how funny. Let me see. Oh, he's a cutie. Oh, he's a cutie for sure. I love that. She sent me one picture from his profile. He's really handsome. And I love that he does manual labor. Like, please give me a guy with a rickety knee and you know, and a little bit of a limp. And I swear to God, that's a wrap for me. I need someone that, you know, he's his bones hurt and his joints hurt. So, all right, here's the thing. I know that a lot of times, okay, let's just start from scratch. Let's say, if you guys are texting and you have this really cute back and forth, like banter back and forth texting, I do think it's worth it to just call and have one phone call before a date, right? You don't know, you don't have to FaceTime or anything, but you could just say, hey, I'm just, you know, wanted to say hi, you know, excited to see you on Wednesday, whatever. And just have a little phone call with him. If you feel kind of concerned about the way it's going to be when you meet in person. And I also think it's a really nice opening when you meet each other. It feels like you've already had like a little bit of a meeting. If you have that phone call, you know what each other's voices sound like. You have this, like, it just kind of ups the comfort level, I think. And also if things feel weird on the phone, who knows? Who knows what we're walking into? So I think it's a good prerequisite. Let's see. You said we're going to dinner this coming Wednesday. What do you talk about? Okay. I agree with you where it's like, I hate going to dinner on a first date. It just feels like, listen, if a guy says I made a reservation, let's go out to dinner, I'm going to do it because there's nothing. My love language is a man making a reservation. I just am like, fucking thank God you did this. I don't want to think about it. I hate when a guy goes, you want to go out? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Okay. Where should we go? I don't know. Fucking Google it. We live in New York City. Clown. Why don't we go to the circus? See your family. Cause you're a clown. Pick one restaurant, whatever you pick, I'm going to like, I don't have any dietary restrictions. I'm not gluten free. I'm not a vegan. Just figure it the hell out. My job is to wear a cute little outfit and show up on the date and be charming. Okay. Don't make me make the reservation too, because then I feel like I have testicles, I have balls, and I have a penis. So love that he made the resi. I get why you feel uncomfortable going out to dinner, because it's kind of like, I swear to God, this happened to me recently. And I was just like, I had met this guy out. He was like, let's go out to dinner. And then I was like, okay. And then he hadn't told me a place yet. So I had said to him, I said, why don't we just go out for drinks? Because I was just like, the thing about going out to dinner, you're sitting at a table and then a waiter comes over and you've known the person for 3 seconds sitting across from you. And you go, yeah, can I just have the macaroni and cheese? you know, it feels like, oh no, you go. No. Oh, you order. But I will say for any straight men that, or any men that are listening to this, like if you take a girlie out, okay, it is such, I don't know what, you know what? I can't speak for the girls. Cause I actually know a lot of people this would bother. Never mind. I was going to say, I went out with this guy once who was like, I'm just going to order a bunch. We sat down and I was like, oh, I don't know what I want. He's like, I'm just going to order a bunch of stuff for the table. And he ordered like just the perfect amount of stuff. Good balance. We got to like pick at everything. It was perfect. I'm like, I don't want a freaking order. So I get where you're coming from, but it does end up being like, it's just more all in your head than it is anything else. And you just have your little chit chat and you be your cute little self. When it comes to what you should talk about, I don't think you need to stress it. Girl, I think you're overthinking it. Something I will say, I had met this guy recently and so there's always been this thing that my friends have been like, oh my God, like you go out with a guy and the guy is like fucking obsessed most of the time. And I'm like, I don't know why. I literally don't know why. And you guys, I figured it out. It's so funny because this thing popped up on my TikTok or something, this girl who's like gives dating advice. And she said, if you want to know how to make a guy obsessed with you, this is what you need to do. And I went, oh my God, I actually do that. That's the thing that I do that I didn't even realize. So pretty much like, don't like be a little mysterious. Like don't talk too much. Don't give it all away in conversation of like every little thing about you. You got to have a little bit of mystery. And I realized this because I went out with this guy recently and I didn't like, I always feel weird talking about what I do for a living. I don't know why. It's like, there's something very like, ugh, like it just makes me kind of cringe. If I had a normal job, I would love to talk about it with somebody, but I just kind of feel like there is this air of like corny, like pretentious, like, oh, I know this person and I know that person. It's so not me. So anytime like job stuff comes up, I go, yeah, no, I just been whatever, blah, blah, blah. And I don't really elaborate on anything. So that's like an air of mystery, right? There's like certain things that I just won't elaborate on because it makes me feel, honestly, it makes me feel kind of uncomfortable. I just hate it. Even like if I am talking to somebody that's in entertainment, I still feel weird about it. I don't know. Cause it feels like, you want to know what it is. Sometimes it could feel braggy or sound braggy or something. I don't know. But I had gone out with this guy and I kept just asking him questions about himself. Right. If I kept being like, oh, so tell me about blah, 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 blah. And this is where you grew up. This is about your family, blah, blah. And girl, when we left, I was like, I never want to see this guy again. Number one, because literally I knew everything about like he didn't really ask me that many questions about me, but he was going on and on about, I know about his sisters. I know about his parents. I know about the, you know, vacations that they took and a bunch of little anecdotes. And he wasn't that interested in asking me questions. Right. But of course he, the next day I felt so connected. I feel so connected to you. This is crazy. I feel like there's something just so familiar about our connection. And I felt this way when I first met you. And then last night I realized, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, cause I let this fucking guy talk about himself for hours. He didn't even learn not one thing about me. And then he had said, oh, what are you doing this week? And I said, oh, I got to go to LA tomorrow or something. He's like, oh, what are you doing out there? I'm like, the way that I didn't even fucking talk about what I do to this man. And there's my air of mystery. And I was like, yeah, you know, I don't even think I told him, but I'm like, he doesn't know my literal occupation. And I know what, you know, how he broke his arm in third grade, please. So I think my advice would be ask him about himself. This is just first date only. Cause then you got to open up a little bit more when you're ready. But I kind of feel like when I'm on a date, I'm like, why do I have to do the whole fucking thing with these people, with this guy that I don't even know if I want to see again? Like, I don't want to tell you my whole life story. And you know, it's just like, when I feel close to you, I'll open up about things. I don't feel like it has to be like an interview. Maybe I sound crazy and maybe I didn't word that right, but I think leaving just a few things, like just being like, oh yeah, no, be lackadaisical about certain things. And then that's exciting too, because it's like the longer you date, you're still like learning things about each other. And it's not just like all out on the table with the bread basket and the, you know, and the mudslides. I think that you'll be fine. Don't overthink it. I know it's easier said than done. What are we wearing? What we're wearing is, it depends on what type of restaurant you're going to, but you know, wear something that's the number one thing I would say about going on a date, like first date outfit, any date outfit. Don't go crazy wearing something like that you need to be fussing with the whole time. Like you guys know the story about the time I was on a date and my boobie was out because I was wearing a shirt that wrapped around and it tied on the side. And guess what? The tie came loose and I was sitting here chit-chatting with this guy and my boobie was out. And I said to him, oh, you were, and then I realized it on my own. And I said, oh, you weren't going to tell me that my boob was out. And he went, I didn't even notice. Really? You didn't notice like one thing in this restaurant doesn't belong. And it's that my boob's out. You thought that I did. Now, you know what? I'm about done with them. Okay. You're going to be fine though. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. Have a little, oh, you know what I love to do before I go on a date too? Have a little glass of wine when you're getting ready. Have a little, just a little something to loosen you up. But once you get there, you're like, oh, I built this up in my head. I'm fine. Let's see. She says, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't even read the title of this next email. To the girly wanting to be engaged. I really feel for the girly that's waiting to be engaged and have had a similar situation myself. All of our friends were getting engaged and married while me and my boyfriend of 5 years were stuck in a similar failure to launch stage. We talked about getting married, but it was up to him to propose. We even went on a trip to Paris where I kept walking past rose petals setups and romantic bridges only to realize it was a proposal set up for someone else. Oh God. We built up proposals to be these hallmark moments, and I understand how it can feel, and it already won't be like that given the history of the girly writing in. But as, hold on. And I understand how it can feel. Okay. How it can feel like it already won't be like that, given the history of the girly writing in. But as someone who's been married for 10 years now, yes, to the guy who wouldn't propose, I can tell you that the engagement is just a blip in your life together. It's completely normal that some of these big moments are not perfect and maybe even have a messy backstory. I think money might play a big part in what's going on with this couple. There's a lot of expectation on men to be the provider, especially adding social pressure where the guy has to run in circles with finance bros. Maybe him being able to get a certain ring is connected to his sense of dignity and pride. My suggestion for them is to try couples therapy. It sounds like their relationship is at a crossroads. A good therapist might be able to help them both figure out a way forward or sadly speed up the end of the relationship if it needs to be. Hope it helps. Thank you. Yes, I agree. I agree, because there's so much like that we put on. You know, I also think sometimes with like engagements and weddings and all that stuff, I'm like, don't speed up the fun stuff. You know, enjoy it. So I understand your sentiment in the beginning, but I also agree that if things aren't working out, then I think a therapist will absolutely help them get to that next level. So, okay, let's do this. Fuck, marry, kill. That somebody sent in before. Love is Blind, 90 Day Fiance, or the Risa Tisa story. And you guys know about my girly Risa Tisa. So I'm going to kill Love is Blind. Sorry, hate to do it, but I gotta. Because there's no way anything bad, you know, I'm protecting Risa Tisa at all costs. She's in the mix always. So I Gotta Kill, Love is Blind, 90 Day Fiance. I'm sorry, it's just a better show. And dare I say, it is a franchise. There's a lot of spinoffs. There's a lot of things we're working with. Okay. So we do the before story. We do the after story. We do the Love in Paradise. We do the pillow talk sessions. It's a lot. It's a lot. It's a franchise. It's an empire. So we gotta marry that 90 day. And then we'll fuck the Risa Tisa story. Because the Risa Tisa story, she, oh, by the way, update on Risa Tisa. She is going to Paris and London. And if you know her story, you'll understand why that's great. And we're happy for her. But anywho, you guys, I love you. Hope you have a great week. You can send in questions to secretkeepersclub@gmail.com, and we will chat to you soon. Bye.